Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Race. Today's program brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's is now hiring all positions, full and part-time. ChickiesandPete's.com/careers. You can join the team right now at Chickies and Pete's. ChickiesandPete's.com/careers. Back to the phones. We'll get to the Jack's Top 5 at 5 coming up here. We have a couple games in the city tonight there, Mr. Reese.
Yeah, good night. It's going to be a good night, hopefully.
Well, yeah,
I said that the other night, and it wasn't a good night.
It has the potential to be a good night, but listen, you have a good good game for the Sixers tonight.
Yes,
the Clippers come into town. The Sixers 3-point home favorites.
No Kawhi.
Who do you like tonight, there, Ike? Will you be
Sixers?
Vandal?
Sixers. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Sixers minus -3. Yeah, I agree. I think it's a Sixers win tonight. Probably a well played tough game. They pull away a little bit in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, listen, I think they're locked in. They're at home. They truly want this home court advantage. They are speaking about it. They're talking about it. It certainly means a lot to them. I think they're focusing in on it a little bit too much. You know, you want the home court advantage, but it almost when you talk about it in the manner in which the Sixers, particularly the players, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid to a lesser degree, but Ben Simmons, I know, has been on record about talking about it. It almost makes you – that's a double-edged sword, right? Because part of me says, what, are you afraid not to have home court advantage? You can't win if you don't have home court advantage? Like, you've already set that in your mind that you can't – because the way I look at it with the Nets, they're looking at it like, I don't care if we got home court advantage or not. We're not afraid of you.
Yeah, they'll beat you on the road.
Yeah, so that's their mindset. So I get a little concerned when it's like we want to put so much on having home court advantage.
Yeah.
Like, and it's almost like, okay, when you get that, you're going to feel like you won the NBA title just because you have home court advantage, or you're saying you don't believe you can beat the Bucks and the Nets. Like, it's one thing for us to talk about it and say it, but when the players are outwardly saying it over and over, makes you it also comes off as if we're afraid if we don't get home court advantage,
we're not going to win. Or
yes,
that's our trophy if we,
yes,
if we clinch the overall number one.
Yes,
seed.
So we know it's important to have. I just don't need the players talking about it as much with 17 games to go.
Well, they talk about that, and they talk about the defensive player of the year, Ben
right.
Simmons.
I'm not hearing as much NBA championship talk.
You're not hearing any of that talk. All right, so that's that. Now, the Phillies tonight, the Cardinals come into town,
yes,
for a weekend series. Zach Eflin on the mound tonight. Carlos Martinez going for the Cardinals. The Phillies, a favorite, I mean, like halfway decent favorite, minus -146 tonight. So they, I mean, listen, they have Eflin, Matt Moore, and Nola going.
Right.
All right, so.
You got to get two of the three.
You got to get two of three. Because the Cardinals are 6-6 too. You're at home. Mm-hmm. You've been a good team at home.
Yep.
The last thing I want to do is come in on Monday, my hair on fire because the Phillies have lost 2-3 or got swept. I don't want to fight with Phillies fans that everything's okay. By the way, if they get swept, people aren't going to.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
think we're going to fight with you. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but even losing 2-3,
they get swept. Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to fight against that much.
It's early. It's early. All right. It's early.
Well, Mickey's here, so everything's fine.
Well, they would be 6-9.
If they got swept, yes, or 7-8. Who are you, Rob Gronkowski?
Yeah, what are we 12 here?
Well, I thought we had some coming up in top 5-5.
Well, speaking of that, Ike, it is the
top
5-5.
Walk me into that, man. See,
with Jack Fritz. Hey, Jack.
Oh, boys, happy birthday to Bill Belichick.
Today. How old is he?
69 years old.
There you go.
Nice. Anyway. So today, I decided to rank the top 5 best pro coaches of all time. I didn't feel like doing college because, like, it's so, like, most of the teams get the best talent, you know, and, like,
right.
Nick Saban, I don't know where to put him, John Wooden.
He's the greatest.
Yeah, no, Krzyzewski's overrated, you know.
Totally. So yes. You're doing pro coaches. I'm
only pro coaches because I didn't want to deal with it. So,
all right.
Number 5.
You don't want to put Jay Wright in there.
Yeah. I didn't want to put Jay Wright in there.
That's got to be considered.
Yeah. Well, he's a mid-major coach. But number 5 is Scotty Bowman. You know.
Wow.
I mean, that's 9 championships.
Yes.
On 5 different teams, which is pretty crazy.
And he's only number 5?
Dude, I know. Well, to be honest, the only reason I put him on there is so hockey fans didn't get too mad. Number 4, I go Red Auerbach. 9 championships. Also got Larry Bird with the Bird rules.
Oh, yeah. Changed the game. They stopped drafting players a year too early.
Yeah. Got Robert Parrish in a steal of a trade.
Yeah.
All this fun stuff. So yeah. Red Auerbach, number 4.
Smoke cigars on the bench.
Yep. Yeah. During the game.
Like a true legend. Yep. Number 3, I go Vince Lombardi, number 3.
Okay.
All right.
He's the former Eagles coach, right? Did we have him for a little while?
Yeah, I think he was on Ray Rhodes' staff.
he went to the Washington football team, I believe, after he – are you talking about as an assistant?
I thought we did. No, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
you might be right.
Maybe under Dick Vermeil.
No, man, way back before he went to Green Bay, I think.
I
could be wrong. Don't worry.
You could be right, too.
You could definitely be right.
Lombardi 3.
Lombardi's right. Number 3. Number 2, I go Phil Jackson.
Oh, you put PJ on there, Bill Jackson?
Listen, man, he's got 9 rings. I mean, he did help that he had, you know, 3 of the best players of all time.
Yeah.
4 of the best players.
4, yeah.
But still, I mean, he is the Zen master.
Scotty's close to 50.
Right,
top
right,
50
right,
that
right,
he is.
Right. But I will say with Phil Jackson, like I don't think Kobe and Shaq ever win without Phil Jackson. And Jordan, same kind of thing. I mean, that team was.
Well, I don't know if they, but to your point, like, he's the guy that came in and said, I can make this work.
The right? Zen master.
Yes, and he did, in number 2. All right.
Well, meanwhile, just real quick, I would just like to point out for everyone out there, LeBron James got Ty Lue a championship. I don't think Ty Lue's making this top 5 list. But my number 1 pro coach of all time, the GOAT, Bill Belichick, of course. The best pro coach of all time. All the rings and the era that he did it in a salary cap age, only one truly great, like Tom Brady's obviously the best quarterback of all time. Mm-hmm. They won different ways. He is the greatest.
Oh, yeah, they won different ways, all right.
He's the greatest pro coach of all time, Bill Belichick.
All right, there you have it. And you'd be incorrect with that last one. Not even close. You know what his record is without Brady?
What?
It's under 500.
What is Phil Jackson's record without Kobe, Shaq, and Michael Jordan?
Yeah, but that was always the book on Phil Jackson was, like, Larry Brown liked going to a team that was a loser and turning them around, but he didn't win a title until he went to Detroit. That was very late in his career.
Which was a very good team.
Which was a great team, and did they play defense, and they were good. But Phil wouldn't go to a team like that. Phil wasn't interested in going to turn around the Los Angeles Clippers when no one could win with the Clippers, right, in, like, the 1980s.
Smart.
Yeah, but no, he was smart. Like, he knew what he was. He could never go through that. He was the guy that finished it off. And
yeah, that's like a LeBron not wanting to stay in Cleveland and win that way. He'd rather go to a stacked squad. That's what some people do.
Yep.
I mean, that's what guys do. They don't want it to be the hardest for them to win a title, unless you're Kobe. And you say you don't want to win with Shaq. You want to prefer to win it on your own.
Right.
Everybody else.
That's why he didn't demand that trade to the Pistons and then turn it down and make it
right.
Pau Gasol. Right.
Damn right. But the point is that most guys that win want talent. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
But listen, Greg Popovich, we gave him all that credit. How much is he winning without Tim Duncan?
No, there is averages.
And Kawhi.
Yeah, average.
Yeah. No. But I'm saying, remember all those years that Greg Popovich would get credit? Oh, he's winning without Shaq and Kobe. No, you got Tim Duncan. You got Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker.
And it's what I say about Kyle Shanahan.
Kawhi Leonard.
If your system is so great that all you need is the best guy to run your system in Mac Jones, and I still believe that's what it would be, then guess what? Good luck. Because Chip thought it was all about him and not the players. It's about the players.
About the players, ultimately, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have the talent, you're going to be the best coach in the world. Greg Popovich was a GOAT until he didn't have
players
anymore. So he didn't have Tony Parker in his prime and Ginobili coming off the bench and Tim Duncan and everything else. All right. I don't know how I feel about that.
Who cares?
Like Bill Walsh.
Oh, yeah. How did you not have Walsh on there?
You know, I was torn between Don Shula, Bill Walsh, and Scotty Bowman.
Yeah. Don Shula does not belong on the list.
Well, he's the time leader in wins.
Yeah, no, but that's because,
that's just longevity.
Yes, that's longevity. Like he's an all-time Hall of Famer, but he's not. No. Like he never
couldn't
win
with Dan Marino. Bro.
No, yeah, he could. Yeah, exactly.
Who can't win with Dan Marino? Yeah,
he won the one with the Colts.
Yeah,
so I think Bill Walsh is a notable.
Well, he won three. I think he won two with the Dolphins.
Did he?
The undefeated season.
Oh, all right. Dan Marino later on with the Dolphins, he couldn't win.
Well, and Doug Peterson,
and Doug, and was Jay Fiedler one of his quarterbacks down there, and he retired by that or not?
Yeah, that might have been a Jimmy Johnson guy.
Guy at the Door and Window, their big sale going on right now. Buy one, get the other at 50% off, and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guy at the Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com.
Surprised he didn't go with a baseball manager.
Yeah, like Casey Stengel is the guy that I was on the list or whatever. And I'm like, I'm not going to break down Casey Stengel's game.
What about Joe Torre?
Oh, Joe Torre is terrible. I mean, he went to the Dodgers and was terrible. Like, honestly, like managers, for as much as I love baseball, like they don't really get too much credit for winning championships.
Okay, I just wanted
like La Russa was the one, he won in both leagues.
You've been objective.
And his guys were on steroids in both leagues. ever.
If there's one sport that the players matter more than the manager, it's baseball.
Yeah. That whole Oakland A's team, is there one position guy that wasn't juiced up? Right, it sure looked like it.
It was right across from Balco.
Man, yeah, they knew about Balco in 88.
Yes.
Bonds didn't find out for years after that.
Right, until you got out there to San Francisco, right?
He went out to San Francisco. Yeah. Yep. 215-592-9494. What should the Eagles do at 12? Stay put or move up? They're now being linked with trying to get up in the draft. And also give us something notable from the 1990s. Dominic and Cherry Hill. Dominic, how are you?
Yo, guys. How's it going?
Yo.
What's up, Dom?
Yo, only thing wrong with Jack's list is Andy Reid didn't make it.
Okay.
All right. Let's just throw that out there right now.
Are you telling jokes or are you serious?
No, I was kind of kidding, but I do love Andy. Okay. I mean, he's coaching two teams still. I mean, he's still here for, giving us coaches.
Can he come back for real?
I mean, come on. It's getting a joke now. But, you know, that's besides the fact. The Eagles, I think, is my man Howie Roseman wanted to make a move and get Deshaun Watson. And I really think that everything coming out, kind of he backtracked, you know. I think that first-round pick was to get him. Now I think he's trying to see and wait it out. And I think there's a group of players, offensive line, cornerback, like Ike's been saying, a couple guys that they're okay with getting now at 12. You know, and this draft is really unique because we haven't been able to see many players, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really interesting situation. And listen, I know everybody wants to bash Howie, this and that. Like, I think he's got a plan. And we're waiting to see it play out on draft night. And I'm really excited to see it play out. So I just wanted to think. I think Deshaun Watson was the number one play. And right now it's just not looking good at that.
Yeah, and I know nobody wants to talk about it, but the Eagles' name constantly gets thrown around still with Deshaun Watson.
Yep. You know, and it doesn't go away.
You know.
The stories from multiple sources that are independent of each other. So someone's talking is saying, oh, no, the Eagles are still asking about Deshaun. They're just trying to
They're
wait.
They're monitoring it. Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. And with the Sixers, real quick, and then I'll give you my 90s thing and let you guys go. Yeah. But with the Sixers, I'm getting sick and tired of the individuality with this team. Like, what have we won? What? Oh, we get to get home court advantage? And then what? How about you go out and win a series? Forget about the defensive MVP. Forget about the MVP. Forget about Tobias Harris being an all-star. How about you guys go out and you win a series? Okay? How about we do that first? And then my 90s thing? I mean, how about defense in the NBA? It's the last time I've seen it. Thank God.
90s NBA is a good notable answer.
Yeah, I don't think we want that back, though.
People think they do until they would actually watch it.
Yeah, I don't really want that.
Do people really like 80s scores in the 80s?
No.
No. I was going to say 80s NBA was better than 90s NBA.
Yeah.
Because at least in the 80s, they were still scoring, running up and down the court.
Right, exactly. I mean, the 90s had turned into
Knicks.
Yeah, I don't know if this is David Stern, if he wanted this or not, but literally, if you were driving to the basket and you were playing the Knicks, you were going on the ground and you were going to be fighting.
Well, the Pistons started it. Right.
Yes,
remember the Jordan rules. Yeah, the Jordan rules. And because Michael was pretty much dominating in the 90s, the Knicks probably felt this is the only way we can beat him.
Yep.
We got to try to beat the Pistons.
Pat Riley.
Yep.
Right. Like the coach of the Knicks. So he's like, all right, this is how we're going to do it. And just they didn't. Those Knicks teams were good, too.
They were
good teams, but it was so tough to beat.
But they were gooned up, though, man. They didn't.
Yeah, see, like, it's okay to have Charles Oakley, but when you have Charles Oakley and Anthony Mason on the same team, like, you have two goons on your team. Patrick Ewing's your center, so you can't say he's the center. Two goons that all they wanted to do was take it down.
Yeah, hit you in the chest with a forearm. That's all they wanted to do.
Anthony Mason, of all the basketball players ever, I might be the most intimidated by him.
Yeah, me too.
A big lefty.
Yeah, didn't look like a basketball player. I mean, he had shoulders like a linebacker.
Holy Christ, he was 6'10"?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Wasn't that Oakley to slap Tyrone Hill before the game?
He threw the ball off his head
because he owed him some money.
A card game. He owed him like 25 large from a card game. And Tyrone wasn't, according to the story, Tyrone wasn't playing, so Oakley came over, started bouncing the ball off his head. And Tyrone did nothing about it. Ran the hell away.
Oakley was an enforcer, man. That was Jordan's enforcer.
Yep. 90s basketball. Let's go to Jim. Jim in Langhorne thinks Jack has a notable exception from his top five list. Jim, who did Jack miss?
He missed Chuck Knox in the Steel Curtain.
Chuck Knoll.
Right. Yeah.
Chuck Knox was the average coach in Seattle. Stop. So Chuck Knoll, Jack, did you consider him?
Yeah, well, they only won like three, right?
Four.
Nah, four. Come on.
Steel Curtain, they dominated the 70s.
Jim, tell them why he should be included.
Because of the total domination. I mean, it was just, I'm older than you guys, so maybe I remember it better.
You
do. Holy moly, it was stifling. They ran the ball. They threw the ball. You couldn't run on them. You couldn't pass on them. It was just amazing. It was just a. You know, probably never see that again.
Mm-mm. Chuck Knoll deserves consideration. So
but he only really won the one way, right? It's
check this out. Now check this. 6 degrees of separation. I don't know if it's 6 degrees of it, but anyway, the defensive coordinator of those Steel Curtain teams, George Perlis,
who was your Michigan State coach,
who brought me to Michigan State. That was my coach.
You've been around some pretty special defensive coaches.
Yes, George Perlis was the defensive coordinator of those Steel Curtain defenses.
So you had him, you had Dean Pease, right?
Yep.
Saban.
Yep.
Jim Johnson.
Yep.
And then like another coach.
Yeah.
Well, Ron Rivera, John Harbaugh.
Ron Rivera, John Harbaugh.
Super Bowl champion.
Juan Castillo.
Emmett Thomas.
He was not defensive coordinator. Emmett Thomas, the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Juan was not my coach, man.
So I got caught in this kind of 6 degrees of separation to where I was. Did you see the video of Nick Saban telling the story about his
I did.
About his wife?
I did.
If you didn't check it out, tweet it out or something, Jack. It's very funny. He's good at telling
He's getting
stories.
Better, yes. That's a good one.
It was a good one. He's talking about how his wife would never date him because she liked this other football coach and whatever. But so I started going through his coaching tree for some reason.
Yeah.
And going through all the coaches, it's amazing how many coaches have coached under him. But I saw Dean Pease, so I was like, oh, there's another Ike coach right there, Dean Pease. He left, I guess, Michigan State. Where was he head coach after Michigan State?
Who, Dean?
Yeah.
No, he. I don't think he's ever been a head coach. He's been a defensive coordinator.
Just a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, he went to – he stopped – he had a few different stops. He beat us in the Super Bowl. He was the Patriots D coordinator when they beat us, Super Bowl 39.
Man.
Yeah, talked before the game. Sat out on the field like, dude, did you ever think we'd be here? Like, that was us before the Super Bowl.
That's crazy.
No, Nick Saban, you see that video, John. Did you notice how while he was telling that story, there were like one or two moments during that story that he had to keep himself from laughing before he got to the end of the story?
Yeah.
That's how you know when he knows he thinks he's telling a good joke.
He knows it's going
to
be
Yes, he can't get to the punchline fast enough. And it was a good one. That was a good one there.
It was a funny story. Yes. I heard him on a national interview talking about he was in Augusta for the Masters because he gets flown in. So he's like, yeah, you know, I'm there for a function and then I'm out. Mm-hmm. So he comes in and he's right back out. But that's probably what that something like that's from. He gets paid six figures to come in and spend an hour.
Some speech and then
act like he cares and then he leaves right afterwards.
Yep.
Even though he's making $8, $9, $10 million a year, he bang.
Man.
He'll do that.
It's a quick 150, quick 200 grand.
Right. Exactly.
All right, let's go to a luncheon.
Yeah, for telling a story like that and leaving. Eric in Atlanta. Eric, go ahead, man. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
All right.
What's up, E?
I want to stay put because I'm worried about what it would take to move up. I definitely don't want to move up to like 7 or 8 or anything. Mm-hmm. If we move up to 9, and like you said, if we only got to use a third round pick to get Surtain, I'm fine with that. I prefer him not to go to Dallas, but I think it would be for me. I believe it would be a mistake to move up.
Yeah, and the Eagles may feel that way. I don't know where these rumors are coming from. It seems like the Eagles are always a part of them somehow.
Clearly,
yeah.
If it's getting out there, you have to ask why is that getting out there
now? So I don't know. Do they want to go up, or they want somebody else to go up there because they want them to think they want to go up? I don't know. You don't know what the Eagles are thinking right now. I really don't.
And that's the thing. You can't trust what they have going on, because it seems like with the Eagles with drafting, a lot of times seems like we're all over the place. It doesn't seem like it's a plan, and we're going to stick to the plan. Because I felt like when you moved back from 6, you should have had somebody in mind that you felt comfortable with taking at 12. So at 12. I feel like because I like Surtain and J.C. Horn, but I feel like we should be taking the best available player on the board. Hopefully, like you said, that's a defensive player. And you mentioned him earlier. I like the linebacker, Parsons, because it seems like the way Chase was like, where they were saying like it's a once-in-a-lifetime guy. Before the draft was coming up, they were bigging up the guy Parsons like he was a really big deal. And then it's just been quiet lately.
Yeah, that whole linebacker thing and where do linebackers fit in today's game. But that joker, if you believe his 40-yard dash time in his pro day, he ran a 4.39.
That's unbelievable.
and look what those linebackers did for the Tampa Bay Bucks with Devin White and Levante David down there.
Yep.
And you saw it in the Super Bowl. Eric, what is your notable from the 90s?
So, I was thinking one of the things that I grew up on. Do you guys remember TGIF, the Friday night lineup?
For sure.
The TV shows.
Yep.
So what was it? 8 o'clock. Was that Family Matters at 8?
Yep.
I think it started off with Family Matters. I remember Step by Step being one of them. I can't remember.
Was Full House part of it?
I was debating that with somebody. I think Full House might have been a part of it.
Yeah, I think Full House. Go ahead.
You guys remember Perfect Strangers?
Yes. What was the who's the star in that?
Bronson Pinnock.
Yeah, Bronson. Yes. What was his name? Balky?
Balky. I wasn't a big fan of that show. First run of TGIF was Perfect Strangers.
Yep.
And why did I lose it here? Because I pulled up the. So I think it was Perfect Strangers and Family Matters and Full House. They were dead, and then they rotated some other ones in and out, right? Mm-hmm. So like the ones that weren't great, they spun out. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. We'll come back. We have the text line coming up next segment. It's just us and you for the rest of the show after this. Text line, and the NFL teams are voting against something that could affect the Eagles in a big way. We'll get to that on the other side, and we'll finish up with your phone calls as well. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.